35 years ago, I was a student at Jefferson Intermediate School in Midland, Michigan. And my greatest fear in life at that time was this public speaking. And really, that fear of public speaking really defined who I was at the time. You see, at the beginning of each semester, I would start my class, and I would look at the course syllabus that the teacher passed out, and I'd quickly look through there, and I'd look for those two dreadful words, oral report. And I would make it my plan that there was no way I was going to be in school that day. So I had a couple different strategies. First thing I would do, I would feign some like sudden illness, and I would try to convince my parents I was far too sick to go to school that day. When that didn't work, sometimes I would just cut class. But a lot of times I found myself sitting in the back of that classroom, and I was just overcome with just this dread and this feeling of anxiety. And as I sat there, hope against hope, that maybe the teacher would just forget to call my name. But they always called my name. And as I would walk up to the front of the classroom, I could feel every single eye in that room boring a hole into the back of my skull. And my hands would just start to just uncontrollably just tremble. And in my head, I could just hear my heart beating. And in my stomach, there was a hornet's nest ripped open. And those hornets were spinning around, just tearing me up inside. So I'd look out at the audience. I'd open my mouth, waiting for something to come out. But it was never words. Several years later, when I was starting my career as a scientist, I found myself working at a laboratory, which is really the refuge for introverts. And, you know, I really liked doing science. I really liked what I was doing. But I thought, you know, I need a new challenge. I want something that will kind of set me aside from my peers. And that opportunity came one day at a staff meeting when my boss came in and said, well, look, the company is going to create this new position, and they want somebody that's going to explain to our customers what is the science that we do here and what are the services that we provide. So I thought about it. I was like, you know, that sounds like a great opportunity for me. So I said, I'm interested in that. And she said, well, great. Monday morning at 9 a.m., meet me in the executive conference room, and we'll have a discussion. So I went home that weekend, and it was, you know, I was on cloud nine, and I was imagining this conversation that we'd have, and of course it was going fantastic in my mind, and I thought, this is great, I'm going to nail this thing on Monday. So Monday morning rolls around, 9 a.m., I walk into the executive conference room, and there's my boss sitting there, just kind of the way I'd imagined in my mind over the weekend. But then there were four people from the executive wing, too. And my boss said, well, Bob, why don't you just go up to the lectern up there and give us a 10-minute presentation on why you're the best candidate for this job. Suddenly, this feeling of fear and dread washed over me again. And as I walked to the front of that room, I could feel every single eye in that room boring a hole into the back of my brain. And my hands just began to tremble uncontrollably. And in my head, I could feel my heart beating. In my stomach, that hornet's nest ripped back open, and those hornets came out, and they were angry. And as I looked at that audience, I opened my mouth and waited for something to come out, but it wasn't words. I missed out on a lot of opportunities in my life because of that fear, but one day I just got sick of it and decided, I'm going to get over this fear. And I started by enrolling in a public speaking course. From there, I joined a couple of Toastmasters clubs where I got practice to speak every single week. And I started competing in these statewide public speaking contests. My first one was right here on the stage. And then I started taking on these volunteer leadership roles, you know, those things that nobody else wants to do. And then I made the commitment that if anybody asked me to speak, I'm going to just say, I would love to speak. And then over time, what I found was that I started having successes with my public speaking. And I realized that every time I had a success, it was built on many, many, many failures. And it was really all those failures that taught me all the best lessons. And then slowly over time, what I realized is that my practice of public speaking started to transform into my profession as a scientist, where I was asked to speak at conferences and meetings and trainings and workshops, and public speaking just became part of what I do and who I am. You know, moments ago when my name was called and I was walking up here, I was aware that a lot of you were looking at the back of my head. And my hands, I noticed they were shaking just a little bit. And in my head, I was listening to my heart and I could hear it. in my stomach, I felt about 3 or 4 butterflies. They were floating around, just kind of reminding me that I'm alive, and I just need to, you know, just take a breath. So I've heard many times that people say, well, practice makes perfect. I don't know if that's true, but I do know that practice is a way to overcome your fears and your limitations and make some improvements in your life. And for me, the practice of public speaking taught me the important lesson that I have the power to transform hornets into butterflies.